verses. Both of my songs are about the word of God and how important it is to our lives.
To keep them. I'm going to start my reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. From the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes, minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil and sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirsting, fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Beside the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. I read this verse often, and I think about Paul, what he went through, what motivated him, you know, what was deep inside of him to make sure he kept pushing. And a little bit further on in chapter 12, it talks about his thorn in the flesh. You know, and he prayed three times that it be removed from him. But in chapter 9, the Lord says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." So it's like, Lord, you know, I'm doing all these things, all these terrible things are happening to me. And plus I get this thorn in the flesh. Can you take that from me? No. No, my grace is sufficient. That's good enough for you. A lot of times I think about, you know, a worthy cause. You know, Christ is a worthy cause for us. And Paul knew that Christ was worth it. And the love, I think the biggest thing that drove Paul was his commitment, but also his love. Love for the churches, his concern for the churches, and his love for Christ. And a lot of times, you know, in my life and y'all's lives, I'm sure, we've had a lot of controversy, a lot of things that have gotten us down, but we do push through it. And, you know, people will take advantage of us. They'll let us down. They'll discourage us. Sometimes they'll even exclude us from their circle of fun that they're having. But that's okay. You know, as long, I take a lot of this encouragement also from 2 Thessalonians 3, 12 through 15. Not the whole verse, but just a little bit of it. Where it says, "Brethren, do not grow weary in doing good." So we're not supposed to grow weary in being good. And Christ's love and the grace of Jesus should be sufficient for us. So if someone hasn't read the same etiquette book that we have and they disappoint us or they don't return the favor that we gave them, that we felt that we did this great thing for them, but there's nothing in return, it's okay. Christ sees that. I see you guys doing that, and hopefully you see that in my life as well. Hopefully I'm an encouragement to you, just as you guys are encouragement to me. But we all need just to really think about that. And life is tough. It's not easy. But if we have the love for each other, the love for Christ, that should motivate us to do good. And there's an invitation that we're about to, an invitation song we will sing very shortly after these few sentences. If we need to encourage you tonight, if you need to come forward and ask for the prayers of the saints, of the elders, or if you need to be baptized tonight, that opportunity is given to you during this invitation song as we stand and as we sing.
Well, we're grateful to these men for leading some beautiful songs tonight. Really beautiful songs that should touch our hearts. I'm grateful we've had the hour together. Let me give you some updates on some of our sick in particular tonight before we go. Gloria Merriweather's surgery went well on Monday, and she continues to make improvement. If she has a good night, then she very likely will be released to go to a rehab center tomorrow, where she will be for several weeks. But we're thankful for her good progress. Sister Davis has left Plant City Hospital and is back in the rehab center in Plant City and making some physical progress, at least at this point. We're thankful for that. Charlotte Small has remained in Florida Hospital undergoing tests, trying to get her blood pressure under control. She's really having a struggle with that. Also, Ryan Bruck is going to be having gallbladder surgery next Wednesday. So we will be praying for you that all goes well with that, Ryan. I'm sure it will. Please pray for Becky Morris and the family and for Ed. Ed is not doing well, in very low condition. And the family needs our prayers and our care right now in this critical time. So continue to remember them also. I believe those are the updates I have on the sick. Sunday morning, Kenny will be preaching. We're going to let him preach two Sundays in a row since they're his last two. He's going to speak the next two Sunday mornings. We look forward to those lessons. But I look forward to seeing all of you on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. Anything else we need to mention? All right. Well, let's stand and be dismissed. Our closing prayer.
Let's bow. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this hour you've given us in the middle of our weeks to be here and to sing songs together. Lord, we ask that you help us to reflect on the words that we've sung tonight and to all be encouraged by it. Lord, there's several of our number that were mentioned this evening who are either sick, going into surgery, not doing well. Lord, we ask that you be with each one of them in only the way that you can. Lord, be with us as we go out to finish this week. Help us remember who we are every day and forgive us when we fail to do that. It's in your Son's name, amen.